Dafyram and Aleph, about 10 lines down from the top of the page. Maybe drop more. Bay Rami Bachama. So we just finished discussing a whole conversation as to the din of the Makdish, the one who sanctifies a carbon or the like. If he redeems it, he has to pay a fifth extra. Whatever the value is, he has to add a fifth, which we said is really like a quarter, fifth milavar. So Rami Bachama is the Shaila, Bay Rami Bachama. Who's the one that's paying the fifth? Says Rami Bachama. What if I designate a carbon on your behalf? So I'm the makdish, and you are the recipient. You're the one that the carbon is going to be bringing a kapara for. You're the mischaper. Who is the fifth, the makdish or the mischaper? Amar Ravis, Ravis says, on this shayla, he resolves it. Amar Kovim, makdish yigal aspesai, makdish le mischaper. It says in the pasuk, we kind of referenced this idea yesterday, at the makdish adds a fifth, it says, ima makdish yigal aspesai, and we say, the makdish is the one who adds a fifth, and not the mischaper. So even if Reuven sanctifies the carbon, and Shem is the recipient of the carbon, Reuven, if he redeems it, adds a fifth, but the recipient does not add a fifth, it's dafka the makdish, based on the pasuk. Okay. Bayar Bechama. Another shaila related to this distinction between makdish and mischaper, but not legabe chaimish, legabe tamura. Bara mochama, makdish is a tamura, I mischaper is a tamura. Who has the ability to make a tamura? Is it the one who was makdish the carbon, the one who sanctified it? He was the one that made the carbon hekdish. He's the one that has the power to make a tamura. I mischaper is a tamura, the one who's the recipient, the one who's the getting the kapara of this carbon. He's the bala carbon, and therefore he can make the tamura. Is it the makdish, or is it the, we'll call it the bala carbon, the one who's getting the kapar of the carbon? I'm Rava. So Rava says, I'll tell you again, Araya, an answer to your shayla. If you're going to tell me that it's the makdish who can make the tamura, so then you'd have an interesting outcome. Matsinu Amravim Kain, Matsinu Tzipa Vishut Maisim Tamura. If you're going to tell me the makdish is the one who can make a tamura, it would come out that a tzibar, meaning a carbon tzibar, or a carbon shivan can have a tamura, and we know that's not the case. We know a carbon shivan and a carbon shivan cannot have a tamura, yet if the makdish can make the tamura, then it should come out that it would work. How? How would the tzibur be a makdish and yet make a tamura? Simple case. I mean, we'll see in the first, maybe not so simple, but the tzibur went and appointed one guy, they appointed a shliach to make hekdish, a carbon hekdesh on behalf of the tzibur. So it's still a carbon tzibur. The mischaper is the tzibur. One guy was makdish it. If you tell me that the makdish is a tamura, since it was mukdish ayde, this one fellow, he's the one that can make a tamura. So you have this one fellow who's makdish it, he'll be able to make a tamura on a carbon tzibur. We say as a klal, a carbon belonging to a tzibur or belonging to a shutfim is not able to have a tamura, but if you're makdish ayde tzibur, makdish ayde tamura, I'm sorry, then you should have tzibur be able to make a tamura. Must be that it's the mischaper who has the power to make the tamura. So even though Rav was patient by the shayla of who adds the fifth, it's the makdish, based on the pasuk, adds the fifth, and not the mischaper. Rav is being patient over here that it's the mischaper who makes the tamura, not the makdish, because otherwise you'd have hekdish or tzibur, at least a scenario where hekdish or shutfin are able to make, hekdish versus tzibur, I should say, or shutfin are able to make a tamura. That is Rav's right. And the Tosfos just jumps in and says, I don't understand. The same way you're saying that they can make a shliach to be makdish animal on their behalf, and the shliach is a singular person, and therefore he can. You have a tzibur, a carbon tzibur, which has the din of tamura. Go the other way as well. Why don't you say that? Let's say the tzibur was makdish a carbon on behalf of a yachid. So the mischaper is the yachid. So you have a case where you have a tzibur making a carbon on behalf of a yachid. He can make a tamura. So there too, you have a carbon tzibur making a tamura. Tosfos says that won't be called a carbon tzibur. It's very nice. You have to figure out a reason why a tzibur would ever do that. But if a tzibur chooses to make a carbon on behalf of a yachid, you know what that's called? Exactly. It's carbon yachid. Good. The tzibur is the one that donated it for the yachid, for whatever reason. But if the carbon ultimately represents only yachid, that's called the carbon yachid. Our klal is that a tzibur, carbon tzibur, doesn't have tamura. If the tzibur appoints a person to make a kagdish on behalf of the tzibur, then that will still be called the carbon tzibur, and that's Rav's first raya. V'ayin. Rav's going to be another raya. Before we even see the second raya, it's important to point out a machlekes over here. It's a machlekes in the mefarshim, a machlekes in the achrayim, whether or not. What's the case over there? When the tzibur is telling the yachid to make a carbon on their behalf, and that's our case, we have a singular makdish for a carbon tzibur, and our debate is, can you make a tamura there? If you can make a tamura there based on the makdish, it's called a carbon tzibur, the tamura. Whose animal is the makdish sanctifying? Is the makdish, the singular makdish, who's acting as the as the agent for the hekdesh, for the tzibur, is he taking a carbon, an animal that belonged to tzibur, a money that belonged to tzibur, and being makdesh, buying a carbon, sanctifying a carbon on their behalf, or is he taking his own money? So it's machlekes nachmanim. Someone is saying, because if he's doing it for the tzibur, tzibur's money, then would that be called? Would that even be called a makdesh, a singular makdesh? He's just doing the motions on behalf of the tzibur, but it's really a tzibur's carbon, and maybe a vayta wouldn't work. The first one I want to explain that we're actually talking about a case where Reuven, I'm just giving the guy a name, singular guy, has his own private animal, and the tzibur implores him and says, they're not just making him a shliach to go through the motions. The tzibur is going over to him saying, do me a favor, we need a carbon talmid for next Tuesday, at least to prepare in advance. We need a carbon talmid for a couple of days from now. Can you go and make your own personal animal, a ayla, which could be a talmid, on behalf of the tzibur? So, in that case, he is the sole makdish of his own money. He's donating it on behalf of the tzibur, so now it becomes a carbon tzibur, but it was his own money to begin with, his own carbon, and that's where this discussion is taking place. As the Samachar and others say, no, even not in that case, we still have the shayla. Okay, v'yayit. Another right to our shayla. Again, what was our shayla? Our shayla was, who can make the tmura? The one who sanctifies the carbon, the makdish, or the one who's the bala carbon, the one who's the meschaper? So meaning, if I'm makdish carbon on Reuven's behalf, am I the one who can make the tamura, or can Reuven make the tamura? Vayit. Damar Rav Huna, Tana Karbonei Lashem Al Nazirim Al Nizraim Mavad Ashatasik Yaday. The pasuk says by Nazir, it says he brings his karbon Lashem for Naziris, aside from what he's able to Hesig Yad, able to afford. Hesig Yad is usually a term used for carbon Eilu V'Yerid. If he has a lot of money, he brings an animal. Minimum less money, he brings a bird. In some cases, even less money, he brings a mincha flower. So now, by Nazir, we don't have this din. Nazir does not have a din of Eilu V'Yerid. So why is the pasuk using the words Hesig Yaday, Mavadash Hesig Yaday, what he's able to afford? V'chi Nazir Nidim Hesig Yad. Is Nazir related all to this din of Hesig Yad? Avada not. Hakeitzad. So then what is the pasuk teaching me? Karbana L'Shem Anizrei, Shefesh Meshalai, Mavadash Hesig Yaday, Shefesh Le'achirim. The pasuk is teaching me that it depends, that there's two ways that Nazir can have karbanas. Either a carbon that he designates from his own money, his own animals, his own possessions, or you can have a case in Aziris where someone designated the carbon on his behalf. Okay. Now the Mahilchasa. What is the pasuk stressing by Nazir that someone else, that he could be potentially bringing a carbon that someone designated on his behalf? You want to tell me that it works? You want to tell me that if someone donates a carbon on the Nazir's behalf, the Nazir could bring the carbon and he gets a kapara, it works? Avada works. Pshita. What's the chiddush? Why is it different than any other matan in the world? Pshita, the mechapalei. Matana kiavle. It's a regular matana. Why wouldn't they be kapar from? Ella, linyan tmura, vachkamar. Masha, ma, kashifish mishalay, aisa tmura. Af kashifish lacherim, aisa tmura. So, what must be the pasuk teaching me? To teach me that it works for the guy to get kapara, that's obvious. Elamai, what's teaching me? That just like when the Nazir designates from his own possessions a carbon, the Nazir, who's the Makdish and the Meschaper, can clearly make the Tamura, so too when someone else donates a carbon on behalf of the Nazir, you know who makes the Tamura? The Nazir, the recipient, the Baal carbon, the Meschaper, not the Makdish. So Rav is bringing a second Raya, that it's the Meschaper who makes the Tamura. Again, first Raya is because if the Makdish can make a Tamura, we have a cloud that the Tzibur, or carbon Shutfin, or carbon Tzibur, cannot have Tamura. Why not? If the tzibur appoints an agent to make hekdesh on behalf of the tzibur, that agent is a singular person. He's a makdesh. Let him make a tzibur. Unless you say it's the meschaper who needs to make the tzibur, which is the tzibur, and that's why we have a klal. The tzibur can't make a tzibur. So it's right number one that it's the meschaper making the tzibur. Right number two is by the nazir. Isn't the pasuk teaching me that not that the nazir can receive a carbon as a gift? That seems to be obvious. As the nazir is the one who makes the tzibur, meaning is vaytis the meschaper, says Gemara. Afkashu shalachem ais tmura shvamina. What do we see? That it's meschaper. It's meschaper. Bas meschaper is linan. The meschaper is where we go based on who can make the tmura. Answers the Gemara. Loi leinin kapara. Go on this. The Gemara actually is on. The Gemara doesn't go back to deflect the first raya. The Gemara is deflecting the second raya of Rava. Rava's second raya was that the chiddush of the pasuk by Nazir must be that it's the Nazir who can make the tzibura, not the makdash. Like, linyan kapara. The chiddush of the pasuk is that what? That the Nazir can get a kapara with a carbon that someone else provided. I, the kashlach, matanat, yavle, you, at akasha, it's a matana. Why wouldn't it work? What's the chiddush if that's the case? Ilav to Rav Yachmanam, mavarash tasak yaday, hava mina gizesa kasavi, karbanai, midideh, with machab mechemlai. The pasuk says the word karbanai, his carbon. I would have thought the gizesa kasavi, that the carbon has to come from the possessions of the Nazir. Which can get very technical, by the way. Because theoretically, if I want to give the Nazir the means to be a carbon, I can't donate the carbon, but presumably I can certainly give him a gift. If I give him a gift and then he sanctifies it, that still would work l'chayr. Even in the Meras Havmina, it would just preclude me from being able to donate a korban to the Nazir. But again, if I give him money, who cares if he got the money as a matana, or he got the money through business, through Masa Matan? Once the money belongs to him, certainly then he can makdash it. Okay, but I would think it has to belong to him first, then he can makdash it, I can't be makdash on his behalf. Kamash Plum, we don't say that. So the second raya, we deflect. We say it's not a clear raya. Maybe the Chiddush Taki is that the Nazir is allowed to bring a carbon that was provided by others. But the first raya was still a raya. Lamaisa Mar is not satisfied. Mahavila, the Mar held that the first raya, I guess, is not strong enough. Well, it was ultimate psak. In this, who makes the Tamura, the Makdisha, the Mishaper, Tashavat, Amravo, Amrabi Echanan? We had this earlier in the Masechta, right at the beginning. Makdish Maisav Chemish. The Makdish is the one who adds the fifth. That is like Rav's psak that we had. To Rami, Rav's resolution to Rav, we started today as the Makdash who has the fifth, not the Mischaper. Further, Mischaper is the Tmura. The Mischaper makes the Tmura. So the one who is the subject of the Kapara, of the carbon, he makes the Tmura. Seemingly, I'm not the Makdash, although there were, if I remember correctly, Mefarshim had said earlier that it means, well, it could be the Gemara even, that Af Mischaper is the Tmura. The Makdash has the fifth, but the Mischaper can also make the Tmura, but the Makdash certainly can make a tamura, which would throw a monkey wrench in this seemingly Gemara's raya. The Gemara of here, at face value, seems to be saying it's the Meschaper that can make the tamura alone. That seems to be the pashtus. Okay. The Gemara didn't entertain the possibility that was both. Terim Mishlash Achirim, separate din, if I take chuma on someone else's produce. So, I have grains here, someone else has grains, and I take chuma for my grains, not just on my own, I say I'm also going to patter up Yenim's grains. Discussion has to be with permission. Okay, but the point is, I did it. Teva said, Ashalai. Halacha is, the choice of who to distribute this truma to, which kind to give it to, is mine. I'm the possessor of this truma. Even though the truma was chal on Yenim's produce, so it's really only derives its kedusha from the fact that it's on Yenim's produce, it lamaisa said the truma itself was mine, separated from my own produce, and I have the choice of which kind to give it to, my taima. The pasuk says, the maiser of your tvua v'nasata, and you should give it. It's mashma, the one who does the maiser, he's the one that gets to give it. So if I take truma on someone else's produce, I have the choice of who to give the truma or maiser to, not the person who the truma maiser was done on their behalf. Now, one just quick halacha, where they bring a raya, halacha l'maisa, they bring a raya based on this, our Gemara, is a big chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch. We know on Pesach, before Pesach, we're mevatel our chametz. We nullify our chametz, right? Whatever chametz we have left, which we haven't searched and got rid of, right? We nullify it. The carrot also get over there is, why is nullification not enough? Why do we have to do even the bedika? And nullify it doesn't belong to me, it should be enough. So we know, shamiyam, tzigluskiyaf, and maybe find something nice to eat, fine. Shulchan Aruch says that it's possible to nullify your to be mevatel your chametz aydei shliach. I can tell shliach, do me a favor, go and mevatel my chametz. I'm traveling before Pesach. Go mevatel, I'll come back on Pesach. Go mevatel my chametz for me. So now the Prima Gadim and other Achreinim, and other Skelim are very bothered that being mevatel chametz is words. We have a klal, mili le memsun le shliach. Words can't be given over to shliach. It's not an action. I can give over an action to shliach, but just to give over mere words, words can't be given over to shliach. How can I give over to shliach this ability to just say words to nullify my chametz? Now, the simple idea of mila members to shliach is also attached to mean it's almost like omelon of ein shliach as shliach. If I give words over to shliach A, he can't give those words over to shliach B, right? That's one simple attach. But it also means what we're saying that you cannot just give over a task of words. That is a simple shayla. Again, it's based on the Marit and Gittin. So the shayla is, it's actually Gemara and Gittin as well. The shayla is, what is the, or at least the Shulchan Aruch seems to be a chiddush keneged other din that we've seen elsewhere. The Bach says that there's another reason why a person can't make a shliach. Because essentially, what are you doing? You're making your chametz hefker. You're making your chametz hefker. Forget about milah memes shliach, there's a ram that says that in order to, that make, basically, exact opposite of the Shulchan Aruch, that making my assets hefker can only be done by me. I can't appoint someone else to make my asset hefker. Even, maybe even over and above the klal of Mila Lama Mabas Lashiach, maybe it's based on that, but there's a rhyme that says explicitly, I can't make someone else make my items hefker. So we have a few problems with this Shulchan Aruch. L'maisa, Shulchan Aruch does say you can make a shliach. Therefore, Mishmur Paskins, that L'chadchila, one should do it himself. When he's mevatel chametz, he's to himself. But b'diav, for whatever reason, if he can't or he doesn't know how to, he can make a shliach to do it on his behalf because the ma'aser Shulchan Aruch says he can, and one can rely on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Machaber comes along and brings from Agamar a shtikl raya to the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because Agamar is a shaila about a person being able to make a tamura. Sorry, whether who makes the tamura? Is it the Bailam, the Makdish, or is it the Mischaper? So the Gemara discusses a case where on behalf of a tzibur, the tzibur goes and appoints someone to make for them a carbon, appoints them to make sanctify for them a carbon, and in that case, it's a carbon tzibur, but the Makdish was a yachid, and the Marbur of Revis first Raya, so the Chayyish should have a case where the tzibur can make a tamura, because since the Makdish is a singular person, he was Makdish, he should have the ability to make a tamura, even though it's a carbon amongst the tzibur, and we know carbon tzibur typically doesn't have tamura, it must be that it's not the Makdish who makes the tamura, it must be some mischaper. That was Revis Raya. But ask the Machan Ephraim, I don't understand. What's this directive that the tzibur is giving? They give a directive to a person, words, that he should go and be makdish carbon, sanctify carbon. It's mealy, it's being given over to Shliach, and it works. We see that there are certainly instances, even though there's a Kal Mila Memes HaShliach, there's instances where a Shlichus could be given over just as words, and the words work. Says the Machan Ephraim, this would be a raya to the Shulchan Aruch's din. Again, Mishmur passes anyway, could rely on the Shulchan Aruch, b'dyevet, if you need to, but it's a raya, even though there's kashas on the Shulchan Aruch's din, there's rayas that there are clear cases in Shas, including on our Gemara and Amnal of here. Even if we don't come out that it's the Makdish who makes the Tamura, it is the Meschaper who makes the Tamura, but we see that our Gemara at least wasn't bothered by the fact that there's Shlichas being given over with words, and that's sufficient, even though it's just words, the Shlichas still does take effect. Okay. So like the Mishnah. Ema Mirin, lo yivar b'ober v'le'ivar b'varim. One cannot make a Tamura, not an Uber, in exchange for Ivarim, limbs, or nor limbs in exchange for Uber. The point is that both Uber, that's an embryo, a fetus, or a limbs, are not considered behema. The pasuk says behema b'behema. That's not called behema yet. And therefore, tamura. And therefore, tamura can't apply to those items. Nor can one make a tamura from an uber or an aver onto a shalim, a whole animal, or vice versa. Rabbi Sargis says no. One can, yes, make a tamura from a varim onto shleimim. Why is that? But he does say you cannot make a tamura from shleimim onto. You can't say take a whole animal and make it onto limbs. That you can't do. But the other way you can do. Why? So Rabbi says, I have a proof. We know that if a person goes and sanctifies the leg of an animal and says the leg of this animal should be an ayla, the halach is it does work. But you know what happens? The whole animal becomes ayla. Not just the leg, it spreads, it's dispatched to the whole animal. So just like when you say raglish is ayla, the whole animal becomes ayla, so to buy tamura, the same concept could work, and therefore you could sanctify based on the leg of an animal, you could say this animal is tamura in the place of this leg of animal, and just like when you make the leg directly, it spreads to the animal, so to buy tamura, it'll spread to the animal, and it'll still work. Lamaisa to machlekes. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon holds it works. Rabbi Meir and Behuda holds, we had this earlier, hold not so long ago, that it doesn't work. That if the leg make it become Kaddish, but it doesn't spread to the animal, only the leg becomes Kaddish. So our Machlekes in our mission over here, Rabbi Yossi, would seemingly be Rabbi Yossi arguing on the Tanakhama, who's that Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon who agrees that normally it spreads, Rabbi Yossi saying, so why wouldn't you agree over here that by Tamur it should work? According to our Meir Yehuda, who holds that doesn't spread normally, so for sure over here by Tamur it wouldn't work regardless. Again, so this whole Rabbi Yossi's presumably, his bar putka here is Reb Shimon, who agrees with him with the idea of spreading in general. Yes. So like the Gemara, Itmar, Barpada Amar, Kusha Chaleburim, Rabbi Yechon Amar Kusha, sorry, Barpada says, thank you. Ain't Kusha Chal Al Ubrin, Rabbi Yechon Amar Kusha Chal Ubrin. It says, Machlek is Barpada and Rabbi Yechon, whether Kusha is Chal on these fetuses. Now there's a fundamental, the Machlek is here really plays out twofold. One, Barpada is agreeing that when you make Kusha Ubrin, monetary Kusha gets. When he says Kedusha is achal, it means it doesn't get Kedusha as a guf. It doesn't become inherently Kaddish to be going on the Zbeach directly as a carbon, but monetary Kedusha gets. Rabbi Yechon is arguing and saying, no, it gets Kedusha as a guf. In itself, the baby is fit to be a carbon. It gets physical Kedusha as a guf itself. Now, the shayla is relevant. Let's say a person is makdish, an animal that's in the mother's stomach, right? So is the Vlad Kaddish or not? Nafkamina is going to be, let's say, let's be the next line. Azar Bechon Tameh, Damar Bechon, Hikdash Chatas Mubaris Vyelda, Rotz Abam Mischaper, Rotz Avad Mischaper. If a person is Makdash, a pregnant animal, to be a Chatas. So the animal's pregnant, he's makdisha. So the mother certainly could be his chatas, but the uber in the mother's stomach also, according to Rabbi Yochanan, got its own kedusha and could be chatas. Now this shouldn't be confused with the idea of, you know, you can't have two chatas, it's a backup chatas when it goes to the misa. Extra chatas goes to the misa. But there's a case where extra chatas doesn't go to the misa. What's that case? Hifrish chatas lachrayas. If initially I said, this is my chatas, and this is my backup, in case I lose it. I set aside two initially, just to have protection. Halach over there is when I bring the first one, successfully, the second one does not go to misa. Since it initially was brought as like a backup, it goes back for Ketz Mizbeach. Fine. So Rabbi Yochanan holds further the same idea. Just like he says, you can makdash an uber. If a person is makdash an animal that's pregnant, a mother's pregnant, he's makdash the mother and the Vlad. And now when the Vlad's born, he has a choice. It's as if he's makdash animal lachrayis, his backup, and he could use the mother or the Vlad for his kapara. That's again Rabbi Yochanan's idea that a person can be makdash an uber and it gets full kedushas a guf and it could be used as a carb. According to Bapada, it's only going to be a kedushas damim, not kedushas a guf. Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can make a tamur out of it. It's a regular carbon. According to Bapada, you can't make a tamur out of it. You can't make tamur from kedushas damim. You only make tamur from kedushas a guf. There's other basic nafkaminas. Okay, v'tzricha. We're bothered. Rabbi Yochanan says you can makdash an uber. So what do you have to tell me then, that when you have a mother, a pregnant animal, and you make it a chatas, you have a choice between the mother and the Vlad? If you can makdash an uber, then why not? V'tzricha. T'yashminim b'hachamayis. If you just tell me the general halacha of a makdash uber, hasam u'daktashay over there, was makdash uber directly, top of Yudam Abayis, le'uvrei gufei. He's makdash uber itself directly, and therefore gets kedusha al-hacha daktashay le'imei. He really was only makdash the mother. He just said, I'm makdash this animal. He didn't specify the uber. So I would say, hu b'chaim le'kadash, the uber does not get kedusha b'chalal the mother, according to Be'echel, that uber gets kedusha, to the mother, maybe not. So therefore, you have to tell me that no, even if you know he's makdash, he just said this animal's kaddish. The animal with the uber both kaddish according to Rabbi Yochanan. If you ask me about this, if you tell me the second case, I'd say hasam zakdish le v'chol disba. Over there, you know why the uber's kaddish? Because he was makdash the mother, and the mother has in it the vlad, and therefore the vlad gets kedusha the same point as the mother. It's interesting. This should not be confused with uber yerchimah, because on the contrary, it almost sounds like Rabbi Yochanan sheet is that uber is not yerchimah. It gets its egin of kedusha. It's not necessarily uber yerchimah. It's shayla back and forth, but. Let's try to avoid that svara. The point just is, he's makdash the mother and everything with it, and therefore the vaz kaddish as well. Meaning, the mother is clearly could be a carbon, and therefore the vlad could be a carbon with the mother, because there's already carbon going on over here, so the vlad can also get a kedushas carbon. But when you makdash an uber by itself, there's nothing outside tangible in the world right now. They be makdash, maybe came makdash dover, which doesn't exist yet, and maybe therefore it didn't work. Tzricha, therefore we have to teach Rabbi Yechon's kedushas both cases. When he's makdash the uber alone, the uber is kedush, and when he's makdash the uber agav the mother, the uber is kedush, in both cases gets its own kedusha. Lishnachrina. Another lesson again, we've had this almost on a daily basis in Tamura, where the Rambam brings a second version of the idea, usually quite similar, if not exactly the same, just different words. Micah Mashmalon, Imshir Mashur, what's he teaching us? If he's teaching you in Hitler, he uses the words of Rechimai. Imshir Mashur, Uber Laviach Imahu. What he's teaching you is that if you exclude the Uber, Rabbi Yechon's Kaddish is the other way. Let's say he said the mother's Kaddish and the Vaz not Kaddish, it works as an exclusion. Because Uber is Lavi Yechimai. Uber is its separate, its own, and like we said before, don't say this is based on Uber Yechimai. On the contrary, Uber is Lavi Yechimai, it's its own entity, and therefore you can actually exclude Uber from becoming Kaddish. Says the Marv attacked Lamali. So if the second Kaddish is Uber Yechimai at this point, who needs it twice? Tzricha, Tiet Marbaha, because if you tell me the first general din, that he's Makdish the mother, and the Vlad becomes Kaddish with the mother. I say, since the mother is Kaddish itself, so therefore, once Kaddish is being Chal developed on the mother, it can be Chal on the Vlad as well. But when he's Makdish the Vlad alone, separate from the mother, I'd say that it doesn't work. Therefore, Bechner says, under this case, that it works even on the Vlad directly. And if you tell me the case where he's Makdish only the Vlad, not the mother, because he specified explicit Kedusha on the Vlad in that case. But when he says Kedusha on the mother, and he didn't specify the Vlad, maybe in that case the Vlad does not get Kedusha. So he goes, he needs to see Kedusha in both cases. Okay. Yasuv Zeva Kamalash, right? Zeva sitting and seeing all this memra, this din of Barpada, really, who holds that Kedusha cannot take effect on the Uber. Asuv Yirmin of Zeva, so Yirmin of Zeva, from the following Mishnah. Kate said, the Mishnah coming up in 2 weeks, in this Masechta. Eisvei, Rabbi Yom Nebuzera, Kate said, Marina Bechar, how can one make harama, a trick to circumvent the Kedusha of the Bechar? He has an animal, it's pregnant, with its first offspring. It's going to be a Bechar, and he wants to circumvent it. Basically, his gaffer being his carbon anyway, he wants to use it as a different carbon. So what can he do? I'm of Kershay, he's embarrassed. If you have an animal ready to give birth to its firstborn, that was pregnant. He could say what is in the stomach of this mother, of this mother animal is an Eila. He sanctified the Uber. Uber only becomes a Bechor when it's born. The Bechor status only comes when it leaves the Petarechem when it's born. Until it's born, no dinner Bechor. He sanctifies as an Eila in utero while still in the mother's stomach. So when it's born, you know what happens? It's already an Eila. It already was an Eila. It can't become a Bechor because it already was an Eila. Says the Gemara, Amakadosh Uber. You see clearly from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalin that what? That the Kedusha of Uber takes effect, not like Barpada. Amalib Zer answers, Ki Masayi, Bekdusha's Damim. It doesn't mean Kedusha's Guf. Barpada agrees that an Uber can get Kedusha's Damim. Massive Chiddush there. We're saying that the animal over there, that Yamakdish in the mother's stomach, gets Kedusha's Damim, and that Kedusha's Damim, monetary Kedusha, can't get Kedusha's Guf, like Barpada, but that Kedusha's Damim also seems to prevent it. We're going to jump in right now and say, does it? Seems it prevents it from becoming Bechar. In fact, Gemara, Mi'alim Kedusha's Damim, does Kedusha's Damim have the power, and only his Matan Kedusha, to prevent the Kedusha's Bechar from taking effect? Gemara says, yes. Amalei Abzera in. Yes, it does. Vatran is not a question. This Vatran is a Mishnah, which is a Raya, called Kachem Shekan Mum Kavua Lactation. Any Kachem where Mum Kavua precedes its Hektish, which is a fancy way of saying, a Maktish animal that already had a Mum. If I already had a mum and a makdashah, we just spoke this out yesterday, Avadav already has a mum before a makdashah, it can only get kedushas damim. It can never go on the mizbeach. It has a mum. It has a permanent mum. And a makdashah, it only gets monetary kedusha. And yet, what's the din? Viniftu, once it's redeemed, chayavim b'chayis matanas. This animal, once it's redeemed, if it gives birth to a bechar, has a din of bechar, and has a din of manaskuna of Zerei L'chayim L'keva. Make a diyak. Taima de la achar shniftu chayavim. Only because it was redeemed as a chayavim b'chayir. Avakan shniftu turim, before you redeem his potter, why? Alma dalim kedushas damim nafkila b'chayir. Even if it only has kedushas damim, monetary kedusha, that's enough to take off the din of b'chayir. So the answer, for Zera's answer, is sufficient again, that you can still make a ram on a b'chayir, even with monetary kedusha, not a kasha and barpada, not a raya that there's kedushas aguf. Eis for the morzen is another kasha from Yirmiya to Reb Zera on barpada shita that Uber only has kedushas adamim. Uber cannot get kedushas aguf. But before that, just a quick idea on marim and on bechar. So we just had, I think Uri, I think you said this yesterday, that one of the ways to be pata from bechar is either to be makdash at the Gemara's Eitzah, be makdash with a different Kedusha prior to birth, or another way to circumvent it is to sell a portion to a guy. We actually spoke out in the end of Bechiris, we spoke out the idea that it was actually laudable. Initially, it was a bad thing to do. The more early in the Masechta's Mashma was a bad thing to do, but later in the Masechta, we said it in the Zman where you cannot bring it as a Bechar, as on the Mizbeach, it ends up being a Takala. It's a walking Kachim, it's living Kachim, it's set up for Ne'ila, for Isagiza, Vaida, many other issues. So circumventing the idea of Bechar can actually be a benefit, except for the fact that you're causing the kain a loss, but circumventing the Kedusha's Bechar could be a benefit for society at large. So there was a shaila that came from the Shara Melech, where a fellow, he appointed a shliach, this actually ties into what we had earlier today about the shlichas. He appointed a shliach to make a deal with the guy to sell a small portion of his Bechar to the guy. So, or the small portion of the animal that was going to give birth to the Bechar, sell to a guy. So the guy owns now a tiny portion in this animal, and a pater, we know that's one of the eitzas to pater from Bechar. So besides for circumventing Aydebi Makdashet with a separate Kedushas Uber, you can sell a portion to the guy. Now the guy didn't want to do it himself for whatever reason. His neighbors didn't want to partake in such a sale. So he purposely had a shliach do it with some of the guy the shliach knew. So he told the shliach to do this eitzah. The guy left on his merry way. He gave the shliach some money, and the deal in his mind was done. He came to the Shah Melech after the Bechor was born, and he said, I just want to confirm the fact that my Bechor is mutter. Shah Melech said, do you know the Shliach came back and testified that he completed his mission? Did he come back and say he did a Shlichus? Not an issue of here, of Mili. Stop. Did the Shliach come back and testify that he completed his mission? So the guy said, no. He said, well, the chazak of Shliach Eisa Shlichusai is only when there's an immediate avera, an issue that will take place for the Mishaleach immediately if the Shlichus isn't done. So there's a chazaka that the shliach will carry out a shlichus and not let the owner suffer that avera, that loss. But in our case, the owner had a pregnant animal. It was imminent at some point the animal was going to give birth and that would cause an issue of bechar, but it wasn't an issue that was happening that moment. So there was no avera that was going to happen right now, that moment, if the shliach does not carry out the shlichus. Therefore, there's a concern the shliach was not a shlichusai, unless you know for sure otherwise, and therefore the bechar is not mutter. So you did your part, but you didn't complete the task because you have no evidence that the shliach completed his task. That was the psak of the Shah Melech in Berak Dal of Hilchos Bechiras. Yet, The Pesach Teshuva brings in Yerideya. However, the owner heard this, the story continues, he heard this and he got really upset, and he was matil a mum in the Bechar. So now he said, ah, now here's a mum. And when he came to Sharmel, Sharmel said, no, when you're matil a mum in the Bechar, he asked her, he said, that Bechar is mi'asal eilam, you can't benefit from it either. So this guy ended up losing out his Bechar completely. Okay, le'ashayla eisvei. Haimer mashmei, again, there's a question, Barpadu says that the Kedusha of the Uber is maxed out at Kedushas Damim. It cannot get Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Carbon, as an Uber. If a person says within the stomach of this animal should be an Ayla, Mutar Spagiz of Asr Bavaida. The mom is Mutar in shearing of its wool, but Asr and Avaida. What's the difference? Mishun Kichash Uber Shabba. Because when you shear the wool of the mother, it has no effect on the Uber inside. Whereas when you work the mother, the weakness that resonates throughout the mother's body, it will affect the Uber as well, and you're affecting Kachim, basically the Vlad in the mother's stomach gets a proper status of Ayla. And therefore there's a concern. So you see a chayr to raya that it got kedusha, and we're concerned about weakening the Uber inside. What's the simple, obvious answer? Amalei b'zeirus habak. Hanam kedushas damim. There's also kedushas damim. Kedushas damim also you can't weaken kedushas damim. It's not kedushas aguf. Barpatas maskim that kedushas damim monetary kedusha can have, and there is concern on monetary kedusha as well to weaken its strength, to weaken the value of the Uber which has the monetary kedusha. In fact, Yamar milim kedushas damim. The Asla Bavaida is Kedushas Damim so strong that it'll Aser in Navaida? Amar Leib Zer says back in, yes, it does. Vyatran, again, this mission is a Raya, not a question. It's actually the mission we quoted before. Yaitz and the Chum Ligas of Avaida, the same mission we just quoted a few lines ago. The mission says that once they're redeemed, they go out for Giza and Avaida. Why? Because they're redeemed. Make a Dig time, Mishim Deniftu, only because they're redeemed. Okay, Mishim Deniftu. Asur and Bavaida. Before you redeem, remember, we're talking about Kedushas Damim. In that case. And yet we're saying once you redeem it, it's mutter in Giza Avaida. Before you redeem it, not even mutter in Giza Avaida. Why not Avaida? Just because it wasn't redeemed, should be mutter in Avaida. It's only Kishas Damim. Alma, Kishas Damim, Asur in Leib Avaida. Even Kishas Damim, Kishas Akuf, by the way, even after you redeem it, it remains Asur in Giza Avaida. These, because there was Kadam, Mumman Lactation, like we spoke about before, never got Kishas Akuf, only have Kishas Damim. Once you redeem it, there's no Isur Giza or Avaida, but till you redeem it, not only is Asur in Giza, it's Asur in Avaida, we see that the Isra of Avaida applies to Kedusha's Damim. Let's just start tomorrow's next question. It really takes some bait to tomorrow's daf. Let's just start it, and we'll see how far we get. Eisvei. We said in our Mishnah, Lo yivarim b'uvrim, lo yivarim b'uvrim. You cannot make a tamura for limbs in the place of Uber, or Uber in the place of limbs. A murim would lemem, make a dik. You cannot make a tamura on a murim. Ha mikdish kachi. But the murim, you can't make a tamura, you can't make a tamura from the Uber onto a limb. But the Uber itself did have Kedusha. The Uber did have Kedusha. Says the Gemara, how does it have Kedusha? L'chari has Kedusha because you're Maktish an Uber. It's a Raya to Rabbi Yechonon Akasha Barpato. Says the Gemara, Amrolei, B'vlad kachem hu, the Kedusha v'kaimi. So Rabbi Zeri says, on behalf of Barpato, that's not a Taina. He has an answer to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, we're talking about Vlad kachem, where it got Kedusha from the mother. It had Kedusha inherently in being in the mother's stomach. Agav, the mother, got Kedusha, and therefore, not a question how it has Kedusha. You were Makadish in Uber, it automatically had Kedusha. Ivat Kachem has Gemara, Me'iman Hudilay, Avdinan, Habrev, Dinan, Vatran, Eina Vlad. He says, Tamura, Samar says, what do you mean? If you're talking about Vlad Kachem, then you shouldn't be able to make Tamura even once it's born. Why? Because Allah is, we learned in a Mishnah coming up on Daf Yud Beis, that a Vlad cannot make a Tamura. Vlad Kachem doesn't make a Tamura. So if Vlad Kachem doesn't make a Tamura, why are you be saying that while it's Uber, while the stomach can't make a Tamura, even when this Vlad is born, it cannot make a Tamura? Says the Gemara, you're right. I'll tell you, the author of this Braisa is like the Shitas Rabbi Huda, who's in the Mishnah, who says that a Vlad could, yes, make a Tamura. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Huda, Tamura Hudla of the Evarim, Hamikdash Kachi. I hammer Buddha Evarim Li Kachi. If it's going to Buddha, it's probably the other way. Because we're just discussing whether you can make a Tamura from Evarim to Uber to Evarim. But an Ever could get Kedusha, but Rabbi Huda subscribes to the opinion, we actually mentioned this earlier today, that unlike Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda subscribes to the opinion that you cannot be Makadish an Ever that can spread through the animal's body. B'mekadosh Eiver doesn't work, according to Rudu, according to our mayor. So, according to Rudu, Vaita won't work. It says the Gemara, Hachmei Skinan, Be'eva Shasham B'tliyuba. Oh, so, sorry, here's a complete stop. Be'eva Shasham B'tliyuba. We're talking about Eiva Shasham B'tliyuba, an Eiver that the body is dependent on it, the neshama of the animal is dependent on it. Since this Eiver is Eiva Shasham B'tliyuba, being Mekadosh Eiver is chal, and it will make the entire animal kadosh. So even in that case, even Rabbi Huda would agree. That was the case we were talking about, whether you can make a temura from the Evarim to Umrim. So even Rabbi Huda agrees to Hegdish in that case, in the case of Aver. So we can go back to having Rabbi Huda be the Tana. Rabbi Huda holds that you could be makdish the Vlad of the Vlad Kadshim, but while it's in the mother's stomach, it can't be a Kaddish. But again, we're still talking about a case of Uber B'me'imai, where the mother was Hekdish, not that you mock the stripper itself, because according to Bar Pada, Rabbi Zeir will explain, the Uber itself, Hekdish the Uber, would not work. So we have successfully then defended the third question from Zeira, from Rabbi Yirmiyahu to Rabbi Zeira against Bar Pada. We'll pick up tomorrow from the Gemara's fourth question, from Rabbi, fourth, I believe it's the final question, from Rabbi Yirmiyahu to Rabbi Zeira.